Welcome to Edward Willett's World of Science for June the 9th, 2009. For more science columns, visit my website at edwardwillett.com, edwardwillett.com. And look for my latest science fiction novel, Terra Insegura, sequel to last year's Aurora Award-nominated Marsiguro, available now. It's published by Daw Books. This week's science column, disease-hunting scientist, Marta Guerra, and Ebola. In the movie Outbreak, researchers from the U.S. Army Medical Research Institute for Infectious Diseases and the Centers for Disease Control and Prevention have to figure out how to stop a kind of super Ebola virus from ravaging the U.S. In 1995, the same year Outbreak came out, Marta Guerra, who already had her Doctor of Veterinary Medicine degree and was finishing her master's degree in public health, saw the movie and thought, "Wow, that's what I want to do." 5 years later, Guerra, now with a Ph.D. in epidemiology and a brand new officer of the Epidemic Intelligence Service of the CDC, received orders to head out on her first international mission, to study and combat an outbreak in Uganda of Ebola virus. She joined a team in Lakor, Uganda, working in a laboratory set up at St. Mary's Hospital, a private hospital which had much more advanced equipment than the local government-run hospital, equipment that allowed them to diagnose people with Ebola in less than 24 hours. Accurate, fast diagnosis was important not only to identify Ebola patients, but also to allow those who didn't have the disease to be sent home, minimizing their risk of exposure. Guerra's tasks included tracking the spread of the disease, identifying those who had been exposed, and educating the public. Every day, team members would go to the government-run hospital and get the list of people who were newly admitted and/or diagnosed. Then we would go out to the person's home and make a list of contacts, Guerra says. Those contacts would have to be visited for 21 days. If there was anyone that appeared to be unhealthy or developing any kind of symptoms, then we would call into the hospital to bring an ambulance out. The effort involved 150 trained volunteers. Over the course of the outbreak, 5,600 people who had been in contact with infected patients were identified and observed. Although the Ugandan government had done a wonderful job educating people about HIV, Guerra says, the lessons learned regarding HIV actually made it harder to deal with Ebola. Whereas people who test positive for HIV remain infected for life, people who recover from Ebola are no longer contagious and are also protected from the disease in the future. Because of what they learned about HIV, people thought that anyone with